So now we've had a good conversation when it comes to healthcare and what's not. But let's talk a little bit more of, like, you know, personal picks, favorites here in the island. You know, we want to get to know Dr. Renee for, you know, the island doctor, loving island doctor. Give us, what is your favorite meal in the island to have?
Pork tacos.
Pork tacos. I love what she said. Where's your favorite place to have them?
Nary's.
Nary's? All right. I am not going to disagree with you, but I will suggest that you go to this place. You know where the Orange Gallery is? Right after Caribbean Villas?
Yeah.
There's, between Caribbean Villas and Orange Gallery, there's two stands there now. Uh-huh. One sells roast chicken Mexican stuff, and the next one sells in the morning. Go and try the pork tacos, and then you let me know what you think about them.
You know what? That's the other place from Lily's. Lily's across from the old A&R.
Yeah?
Yes. That's her. That's her. That's her.
Oh.
And I like Lily's.
Between Lily's and
Nary's.
And Nary's. I go to Nary's. I mean, I guess it's just custom that I've always went to Nary's. Because, man, fried jacks, I haven't had one in forever, but...
Now that you're eating healthy, you know, after the doctor, you know, you're eating healthy.
Same for yesterday when Rachel took me and forced me to have...
fried corn dogs. Definitely my suggestion, Job. I'm not going to let you get ratted out here.
How about... and we had this one question, and with this we're kind of finishing off. What is, if you would be mayor of San Pedro, what is one thing that you would completely address when it comes to the island? Or
focus
maybe not,
on.
Maybe not just mayor. If you could do one focus, one change of something here in the island, what would that be? That's all right. Think about it.
Taking care of those who are forgotten. We don't really have a shelter or services to help those who have mental illness, who have had accidents, who can't work any longer. I just see so many people who have nothing, and it breaks my heart. And I always thought I would like to have a tiny home community for those who don't have.
Make me tear over here.
Sorry.
No, it's true. It is true. Yeah.
And it's not until you ask people who see out there, you don't realize that, you know, a lot of people don't have it.
Yeah.
You know, they reach a point where it's not accessible to them. Maybe society has shunned them or has put them in the custom aside because of whatever they're going through. So forth. All right.
Sometimes people just need a break. Mm-hmm. You know, people just need to be given a break. Even if they've gotten, you know, a million chances before, maybe now's the time that they're ready. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think of anybody as a lost cause. I always try to see the good in everybody because there's always something good in people. And sometimes you just got to be able to draw it out. That's one of the reasons I smile all the time and I always say hello to people, because sometimes that's the only thing they need to make it through the day. And it costs nothing. It costs nothing to be nice. And I don't know why more people don't act that way, you know? It costs you nothing just to say hi, or, you know, how you doing, or what you doing? You know, sometimes people just need to have a touch, a human touch, because nobody has reached out to them for a long time.
A little bit more compassion.
And humanity.
And humanity.
Yeah.
I don't think that there's no more perfect note we can finish with that. Thank you for watching, guys. If you are here in the island and you need, obviously, medical care, Dr. Renee is at the San Pedro Urgent Care. right? Except for Sundays, but and you still Mondays. Are on call on Mondays.
Yeah,
but
you're Sundays, still are Mondays. On call. I'm called. Yeah.
She said, "Well, I'm not putting this on mute. You cannot go on mute." So there you go. And trust me, Dr. Renee is such a caring doctor. I mean, for at least from my personal experience as well, and as for other personal experience that Rachel and herself have come across. So thank you for watching. I mean, you have a wonderful one.